Whether it's contemporary or modern or Victorian or whatever, if a wedding dress is free, then the likely response is, I'll take it, especially if the bride and the groom are a bit down on their luck. Well, take 'em they did today at a bridal shop in Plantation, Florida, where the owner has been sponsoring wedding gown giveaways for brides who've recently lost their jobs. Patricia South owns the Bride's Choice. She's already given away more than 100 gowns. Today and tomorrow, she's handing out still more. And Mrs. South joins us now from her showroom in Plantation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, what a wonderful thing you're doing for brides on a budget. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, it's just an exciting time right now. People are really struggling, and girls are out of work, and they're, you know, having a hard time affording their weddings. So here I was with an inventory of beautiful, beautiful designer wedding gowns, and our space was becoming limited. And I thought to myself, what a shame. What can we do with these dresses that would benefit someone? And the thought came to me, if we could find girls in need and just give them away. We got such a wonderful response from different brides from all over the state of Florida. We even got responses from girls from other states, girls that actually wanted to fly here. One girl from California.
No, wait, she couldn't afford a gown, but she was going to fly to Florida to get a free dress?
Yes, and it was so funny because our receptionist who answered the phone, she said to her, she goes, now, honey, I think you need to really think about this. Don't you think you could afford to buy a dress with the money it would cost? And she says, you know, I really never thought about it. I just got so excited that you were giving away a free dress. We've had girls from Tampa, Florida. We've had girls from down in the Keys. We gave away 133 dresses in 2 days last week on the 7th and the 8th of October, and it was just incredible.
It sounds like you're very busy, and in fact, I think I hear some noise there in the background. You're there in the showroom. Maybe you could describe for us what's going on right now.
Well, we have girls lined up, number one, outside, and what we're doing is we give each one of the girls a sheet to fill out to validate that they really are unemployed and they really are engaged to be married. After they fill that out, we give them a number, and they stand in line, and we call them in six at a time. As the girls come in, they have 15 minutes to pick out a dress. And last week, I think we cried all week long just listening to the stories of the girls that came in and how appreciative they were.
Is there one bride that really stands out whose vision you still have in your mind?
There's so many of them. Last week we had a bride. She was here at 9 o'clock in the morning, and she was in the car with her mother and her little daughter, about 3 years old, who was an invalid. She did not want to leave. We told her, you know, we're not doing this till 4 o'clock. And it was 93 degrees out last week in the shade. She says, no, I don't want to leave. I want to stay. So finally, I just couldn't stand it. So I said, listen, you come in and pick out your dress. She came in. She picked out her dress in 10 minutes, and she was out the door. And, crying. We were all crying. It was just an amazing thing.
Miss South, you're in your showroom, and I just have this vision of you surrounded by people who are wearing all kinds of white lace and tulle and satin. I think that's a wonderful image to go out on. So thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Patricia South owns the Bride's Choice Bridal Shop in Plantation, Florida.